Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SCP Foundation Files Unsolved podcast. Now, a quick thing I would like to say before we get into episode 2, the Mulhausen incident, is that episodes will now be released daily for 2 whole seasons. That's 200 SCPs that you guys will be able to listen to in daily episodes that follow along a specific story that will be described on YouTube. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode because the support is it's almost as good as it was when I first started this podcast. We probably need 15 more plays and then we have the same amount of popularity as the first episode originally. But anyway, this is episode 2, the Mulhausen incident. On July 12th, 2021, a man named Jonathan went missing. This is his story. Huh? Why is someone here at this time? It's 9:30, go away. I said, go away. Huh? Why is there a package? Inside the box was a stack of tapes, roughly 100 of them, all wrapped up except for one which was titled Play Me.
Hello, Jonathan. You know, you've been a bad boy. I mean, you robbed the bank and murdered a child with your getaway vehicle. So now I have a challenge for you. You see, I've poisoned your drink, and the only way to get the antidote is by listening to these tapes. But it's hidden between the audio. If you run out of time, you die. Good luck, and let the games begin.
What the hell? Jonathan proceeded to play the man's games and inserted tape one. One tape down, a lot to go. Jonathan then slips in tape two.
Playing audio for SCP-002. Object class of SCP-002 is Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-002 is to remain connected to a suitable power supply at all times, to keep it in what appears to be a recharging mode. In case of electrical outage, the emergency barrier between the object and the facility is to be closed and the immediate area evacuated. Once facility power is re-established, alternating bursts of X-ray and ultraviolet light must strobe the area until SCP-002 is reaffixed to the power supply and returned to recharging mode. Containment area is to be kept at negative air pressure at all times. Teams including a minimum of 2 members are required within 20 meters of SCP-002 or its containment area. Personnel should maintain physical contact with one another at all times to confirm there is another person present, as perception may be dulled, skewed, or influenced by proximity to the object. No personnel below level 3 are permitted within SCP-002. This requirement may be waived via written authorization from 2 off-site level 4 administrators. Command staff issued such a waiver must be escorted by at least 5 level 3 security personnel for the duration of their contract and must temporarily surrender their rank and security clearance. Following contact, command staff will be escorted at least 5 kilometers from SCP-002 to undergo a 72-hour quarantine and psychological evaluation. If deemed fit for return to duty by psych staff, Rank and security clearance may be restored when quarantine expires. SCP-002 resembles a tumorous, fleshy growth with a volume of roughly 60 meters cubed or 2,000 cubed feet. An iron valve hatch on one side leads to its interior, which appears to be a standard low-rent apartment of modest size. One wall in the room possesses a single window, though no such opening is visible from the exterior. The room contains furniture which, upon close examination, appears to be sculpted bone, woven hair, and various other biological substances produced by the human body. All matter tested thus far show independent or fragmented DNA sequences from each object in the room. Refer to the Malhausen report for details related to object's discovery. To date, subject has been responsible for the disappearances of 7 personnel. It has also, in its time at the facility, further furnished itself with 2 lamps, a throw rug, a television, a radio, a beanbag chair, 3 books in an unknown language, 4 children's toys, and a small potted plant. Tests with a variety of lab animals, including higher primates, have failed to provoke a response in SCP-002. Cadavers as well fail to produce any effect. Whatever process the subject uses to convert organic matter into furnishings is apparently only facilitated by the introduction of living humans. Malhausen Report 00.023.603. The following is a brief report detailing the discovery of SCP-002. Subject was discovered in a small crater in northern Portugal where it struck the Earth from orbit. Encased in a shell of thick rock, the fleshy exterior of the object was exposed by the impact. A native farmer happened upon the site and reported his findings to the village elder. Subject gained SCP attention when a level 4 agent posted in the area detected a small radioactive anomaly generated by the object. A collection squad of SCP security personnel led by General Malhausen was immediately dispatched to the area, where they quickly secured the subject in a large container and performed initial testing with subjects recruited from the nearby village. 3 men individually sent into the structure subsequently disappeared. Upon discovering this deadly property of the subject, General Malhausen issued a level 4A termination order of any witnesses, roughly 1/3 of the village, to ensure no one outside knowledge of the object, and initiated its transport to SCP facility. During preparation for transport, 4 SCP personnel were inexplicably drawn inside the object, where they too immediately disappeared. Following inspection, it appeared as if the object had grown several new furnishings and was beginning to look like the interior of an apartment room. General Malhausen immediately ordered the requisition of several Class 3 hazmat suits for the remaining security team members, who proceeded to lift the container onto a waiting freight ship for transport to the SCP containment facility. Following the termination of General Malhausen, SCP-002 was resecured by SCP staff and brought into special containment in where it currently resides. Staff with clearance below 3 have been denied access to the SCP-002 container without prior approval of at least 2 level 4 staff after the Malhausen incident.
This tape wasn't helpful. Better hurry. I'm running out of time. I would just like to say a quick word before this episode ends, and that quick word is that I would like to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot, and it actually does motivate me to make more episodes. Now, this episode was definitely a lot different to the first episode because now we have some new characters, and I will explain all the characters on my YouTube channel, which will be left in the description of this episode. Anyway, I would like to just thank you again for listening to the podcast, and stay tuned for episode 3, SCP-003.